What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are a women's professional golf podcast supporting ladies professional golf from two people who walk inside the ropes. My name's Casey Johnson. I'm a longtime PGA of Canada golf professional coach turned caddy, walking in the ropes, carrying a bag, having a lot of fun out there. And I'm joined by my good friend Ronnie Dunn, who also reps Superstroke, reps the putting arc. He's on inside the ropes, he's on the green, and he also hauls the bags around doing the luggage service for the ladies, and that is CEO, Caddy Express Operations Services. You can find us at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms, and go ahead, send us a tweet, a message, and we will interact, and we really appreciate that. We like to hear from you. I want to give one more housekeeping shout out. I'm currently sitting outside the Long Beach Golf Club in Tofino, British Columbia. I surfed this morning. I'm on a little surf trip. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere in BC, and they were generous enough to hook me up with their Wi-Fi so we can record this pod and give it to you, the people on location. So the Long Beach Golf Club, any of my Canadian followers, go ahead and check these guys out if you're ever in the neighborhood. Corey and Mike will sort you out. Awesome guys. So let's get down to business. Ronald, how are you, brother? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful. Just chomping at the bit, ready to get started for the Drive-On Championship coming July 31st, 17 days away, Toledo, Ohio, back-to-back tournaments out there in Toledo. And I'm chomping at the bit. The ladies are chomping at the bit. I've talked to a few, sent some reps, some grips out there to them. They're in the country doing their little quarantine for a couple weeks. But everybody's ready to go in 17 days, almost everybody. Too bad you're not going to be making the trip down to Toledo, but we'll touch on that a little bit later. But everything is good down here with Let's Talk Divots podcast. We just can't wait to get started. I'm so excited. 17 days, and I feel like it's December, Christmas time. I'm excited. Can't wait to get out there.
Everybody is chomping at the bit. I mean, men's golf has been going a month now. Women's golf, there's some mini tours and stuff shaking around that we'll get into. But, like, yeah, there's this all of a sudden this buzz. Like, everybody's really, really ready to get back. Social media is blowing up. And I am. You said it's you're like a kid on Christmas morning. I'm disappointed, man. I'm sad. Like, you know, I don't mean to sound like that, but I'm not going to be there in Ohio. I've been looking forward to getting back out there, doing the podcast, carrying Kelly's bag. And, you know, just logistically, it wasn't going to work out for me with the travel and just the minimal weeks and all the quarantining and stuff. So I will be there in Arkansas, but everybody's stoked. And, man, I'm like sitting on the, in the outside looking in. You know, I got some serious FOMO, fear of missing out. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully the fans are ready for it. There's going to be a good field there, 144 players, likes of Lydia Ko, Christy Kerr, Gabby Lopez, a winner this year, Madeline Sagstrom, a winner this year, Christina Kim, Kupcho, Fosse. They will be in the million-dollar field there. Drive-On Championship, the inaugural tournament for the LPGA, something just to get their whistles wet, not before the real season starts. The season did start a couple months ago, then the whole COVID sidetracked everybody. But these people have been working hard. They're getting the reps in. Down on the Cactus Tour, which is really blowing up down there. A lot of big names playing there. The KLPGA is still going on. The men have canceled fans for the rest of the year. So we're going to have a little bubble put up there, and people are going to start looking at us. We're going to get a lot of exposures for the Ladies Professional Golf Tour this year and getting ready for the 2021, which is going to be a gangbuster year. But we still got 12 scheduled events for this year, starting July 31st, 17 days away in Toledo, Ohio at the Inverness Club for the Drive-On Championship.
Yeah, and there's some people making the trip over the pond for sure. You know, you're going to see some of the big names will be left out, especially some of those KLPGA Asian players, and just some of the Asian players in general, just looking at it, flying over, especially if you're not in the British Open, like, which is my situation, where you find it kind of tough to justify coming over for a week or two and then flying to Europe. So you're going to get a few extra players just starting also in Europe as well. So they're kind of limiting their travel, but still obviously a lot of depth. But because it's also going to give a lot of people a lot of opportunity, a lot of players opportunity to go down the list. You know, like, there's different tiers, there's different levels of cards and status. And because a lot of those, you know, top players, like, let's say Lee Six, for instance, you know, normally would be playing in something like this. It just gives an opportunity for somebody down the list with lesser status. So, yeah, just going to be nice for some people to get some different playing time than they normally wouldn't.
Oh, they're still going to be a great field, good representation for the ladies out there. Right now, Cactus Tour is blown up. They bet they're playing for $50,000, which is not chicken fee or anything like that, but they're stepping up to $1 million for this Drive-On Championship. Aon, they kicked in a good portion of that, the risk reward that they had going on last year. So that's where the $1 million is coming from. A lot of the tournaments that did not get played this year, they're throwing some money that way. It's no title sponsor's name for this, but two of them back-to-back in Toledo, Ohio. So this is somewhat of a little warm-up, and some of the bigger names will be there for the Marathon Classic, which is the following week.
Yeah, our girl Brooke will be a Canadian in the field at the marathon. And just to give you a little insider info about, yeah, how the purses are working and just some of the bubble created. Like, this was just a tournament created by the PGA to give an extra playing opportunity to kind of have a pilot tournament. There's going to be no family. There's going to be no reps. You know, Ronnie's not going to be allowed in there. He's going to be peering over the fence, trying not to get boarded up. But yeah, they're just kind of, it's like a test pilot, right? Like, let's see how this goes. Let's see how our containment is. And then the next week we're just down the road. You know, so it's just the ability to keep that contained. And again, I just reiterated again, all the sponsors apparently have stayed on board. The purses come from the LPGA bank, which is, you know, going to hurt the LPGA, but at least they're giving the women some opportunity and continue to try to grow strong for next year. And like you said, the Aon risk reward, which is an aggregate score on one hole throughout the whole year, and the lowest player gets $1 million bonus. That's on the men's and the women's tour, but they've decided to just kick in that $1 million to help out. So shout out to those guys in support of women's golf and just continuing to try to grow the game.
Well, it is a 54-hole tournament event, 3 days, but it's going to be played at the Inverness Club, which is the site of 2021 Solheim Cup. So it'll be good for the girls and ladies to get out there and take a look at this course. But everybody's just really, really chomping at the bit to get out there and get some reps in and play for some big purse money. We'll see how it goes. It's the very first inaugural tournament there, July 31st to August 2nd, 3-day event, Toledo, Ohio, back-to-back. Then the week after that, the Marathon Classic right there in Toledo. Again, one of the longer-standing tournaments on the LPGA Tour. It's been going for 40-plus years. So the girls are going to get out there. They're going to get onto it.
You're heading up there. I know you can't go in, but what's your ticket? You're hopping in the rig and you're going to just go. I mean, you get to work the next week at the marathon. What's that look like? Have you chatted to the LPGA? Give us the insider.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to be allowed inside the ropes the first week. Nobody is. No coaches, family. It's caddies and players. Bubble's going to be pretty tight, but I am leaving California probably July 23rd. Going to take about a 3 or 4 day drive. Just take my time, go across the country. Good old Route 66 takes me out there. Looking forward to the drive. And yeah, I'll be peering in over there. I'm going to give the Golf Channel a call, see if I can't work a boom mic or something. I've already done my COVID testing last week. I did the nasal swab and the blood test to see if I have the antibodies, if I already had the virus, which I don't think I have, but I'm going to try to cover in all bases so I can bring some documentation. I know as players and caddies, you guys, when you get out there, they're going to get tested pretty much every day. Do you have to do any sort of test in advance the 2 weeks before going, or how's that working? Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, so we get an at-home test sent to us in the mail, and we have to be completed 1 week prior to the event. So wherever you are in the world, you know, that's why I didn't, you know, the quarantine, a lot of the players are flying over. You had to be in the country today because the tournament week starts essentially exactly 2 weeks from now. So they've got to do that 1 week prior. And then every Monday or Tuesday, there will be a on-location COVID test. So not sure what that looks like. Apparently, it's going to be a saliva one. They've gotten rid of those harsh nasal ones, except for over in Scotland, which, you know, they're just going to try to create that bubble and try to keep it as safe as possible. And you know, like if you opt out, like if you do test positive well on site, the LPGA stepped up and, you know, there's some stipends and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't exactly know the company, but one of the LPGA's partners that they partner with a medical insurance broker is they're going to make sure any personnel with the LPGA will be looked after. So super shout out to all that. And yeah, so there'll be weekly testing and they're just essentially going to try to contain that bubble, Ronnie.
Yeah. Thermal scanning every day for the players and the caddies when they get on board. But yeah, that stipend is a great thing for the players and caddies. It takes a little worry off them if they do come down with it. And a lot of the caddies aren't even going to be able to room with their original people that they always travel with. Everyone's going to try to be in their own little bubble to stay inside the big bubble, because if you start rooming with too many people and one person gets affected in the house, the whole house goes down. So try to limit your exposure by staying alone. It's going to be pretty lonely out there, I think. We always have a good bowling tournament there for the LPGA, and a lot of the girls come out for the bowling. Caddies show up. Rose puts it on. She buys the beer. It's a fun time in Toledo. So it's going to be a little bit different out here nowadays. You know, there's not going to be as much camaraderie going on. But we're going to have a tournament, $1 million to plan for the first week, $2 million the next week. So the purse money is getting up there for these ladies, and just excited to get back after it.
Yeah, you know, I played golf the other day. I missed the handshake after the round, and you're not going to be seeing any of that. Nobody's going to be touching each other. And yeah, you are allowed to room with other people, but they disencourage it because you open up the table for more susceptibility. But, you know, it's tough expense-wise when you're out there on the road. You need to share that sort of expenses. So the guys that are getting out there, they just love it that much. They want to get back to work, and, you know, they just kind of everybody's looking to moving forward. So you know, I think everybody's got some pretty good integrity out there. So I can't imagine, you know, if you're rooming with somebody, you're pretty tight with them, and they're going to be doing a pretty good job at looking after themselves. And yeah, from there, after the marathon, they're chartering a flight to the British Open just to try to keep the bubble. So that should be interesting. And then when they get over to the Scotland and British, you got one and two hotels type deal, and everybody, it's mandatory that you have to stay there. There's no outside people allowed. Actually, caddies and players are allowed to room together was the only thing. So that would be an interesting dynamic if you're rooming with your player. I don't know. You already spend a lot of time with each other, but so that's kind of the one, because they consider you a team, right? So yeah, that'll be all your meals are out of the hotel. You're literally not allowed to do anything. So might feel a little bit like jail, but we got some insider info. I won't be over there. Ronnie won't be there, but we're going to have somebody hooked up weekly giving us the down low. So we'll get a little insider information as we get over into Europe to play the British and the Scottish.
Yeah, a little bit of LPGA house arrest, trying to keep everybody contained. There's such good camaraderie out there. I know when they play in the States, a lot of the ladies get to go out and throw out first pitches at baseball games. They get to drive around the Indianapolis 500 when we played over there in Indianapolis. None of that's going to be going on right now. We're just trying to get some golf on, but at least we are going to be playing with no fans at the first tournament. They expect fans in a minor pro-am at the second one, and it's going to be great exposure because the PGA has canceled all fans for the entire year, probably in November 9th when the Masters comes on. I imagine the Masters, that being their own entity, they will have fans out there, I'm sure. But other than that, PGA, no fans for the year. So this is going to be great exposure for the LPGA. We get some TV coverage. Got Jerry Foltz and Karen Stupples out there, past podcast guests here. They'll be calling all the shots and all the action. So LPGA, they're looking to get started. They want to get started right away. So let's just keep that bubble tight.
Let's talk a little golf. We had a Cactus Tour winner, Haley Moore. She's won three events on the Cactus Tour. She just lapped the field this last week out there. I think they were at True North. I had one of my really good friends, like the reason that I got to the level of player that I got to, Kent Eager, big break participant, finished second in the big break, competed in the 2010 US Open, won multiple times on the McKenzie PGA Tour Canada, really great player, was on her bag. And I chatted to him every day, and I got a text, I should take a screenshot and post it. He's just like, Case, this young lady is top 10 in the world potential, extremely great player, gonna win out there. and just like he was wowed by Haley Moore's talent, the ability to go out there. They shot one over in the first round and finished the tournament, 3-day tournament, at 16 under with a final round 62. Like, absolutely. If you're a golfer out there, to shoot 10 under par and in competition, that's some serious, like, everything's going right, but that takes talent. You're under the gun. There's still several thousand dollars on the line, even in the Cactus Tour. And, you know, I'll take my buddy's word at the highest regard. Look out for Haley Moore. She's coming in hot, and she's going in to play up in those Ohio events. So,
yeah, she is leading the money list on the Cactus Tour right now. And there's no slouch players down there. Carlotta Segunda's been down there. There's been quite a few big names playing the Cactus Tour just to get some reps in. And Haley Moore, 62, that was incredible. Back nine, she, I think she eagled number nine with the 20-foot putt, number 11 with the four-foot putt, just sticking it tight. And she's been out there before. I've seen her play in the LPGA, but next year she's got full status. So we will definitely – is your buddy on the bag over there in Toledo? Is he traveling to Toledo with her?
No, you know what? She's got a caddy that she had at the Augusta Amateur last year, and I think he's worked for her a little bit. And this was just like my buddy. He does a little club caddying. He's still trying to play, and I guess the guy called him up, the caddy master, and said, "Hey, Haley's looking for a caddy for the week. Do you want to do it?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll go help her out." And he's not really interested in caddying full time, but you know, he says she's got a few things to clean up, but all rookies, you know, have you know, it's a lifelong game. We're always working on stuff. She gets a bit emotional, I guess, sometimes. But who doesn't? And just to tidy up the chipping a little bit, but that's just going to come with age and experience. And if she's winning at a young age like this already, but yeah, he's not interested in caddying full time. To answer your question.
Well, that's great to hear, though. Haley Moore, she's a local girl. Shout out to Escondido. Good friend of Alana Uriel, who right here from Carlsbad, past guest on our podcast. So I'm looking for some big things from Haley Moore. It's going to be exciting when she gets out there at Toledo and playing for some big bucks. They're only paying for $50,000 down there.
Yeah, Yeah, there's this – I don't know if you saw that thing blow up on Twitter. There's this – this guy, you know, it caught fire. Like Beth Daniels, everybody was commenting and ripping this person apart, who said women's golf is boring. Any four handicap could compete on the LPGA Tour and win. And like, oh man, you should go check out the thread. All the players were commenting, lighting them up, and rightfully so. Like, a four handicap could not compete out there. Like, a four handicap can't break par. And just to put like 62, that's — let's just call that 10 birdies and no bogeys. Like, and with money on the line, I don't care who you are, you got to have the tidiest short game. I'd say these girls are consistently plus four handicaps off their 65, 6600 yard tees, and doing that over the course of four rounds. Like, and to show that consistency under the gun with the pressure, it's just, you know, at a four handicap would never have a chance to do anything along the lines of that. And to put that into perspective, like, it's just the consistency, it's just impossible to obtain. So we don't mind ripping on that guy a little bit, and guy or girl, we don't really know who it is, but yes, we're just going to keep it rolling.
Yeah, four handicap couldn't carry Haley's bag.
Yeah, what's your handicap, Ronnie?
I have never made single digits. I've got down — my index got down to a 10 before, but that is it. I got no mental game.
Plus two is the best I ever got to, and then I turned pro. So, but nice shooting those under par rounds. Played the other day, and yeah, shot a nice little 73. So still got it after 6 weeks and not swinging the clubs. But looking forward to getting out there a little bit more.
Yeah, let one of those four handicaps play for $1 million. He'd be shaking in his boots. He wouldn't even make the first tee. He'd probably top it right off the first tee. I mean, it's a mental game out there. Physically, a lot of people have the capability of hitting the ball, but finding it and getting it up and down from all the various spots that you leave it, forget about it.
Well, and just doing it under the gun for money. That's the thing that I tell people, especially from like all my coaching. Like, there's two types of people: a club golfer who can go get it done with his buddies at his home club, but you travel around, play different courses, be able — have the ability to go out there and sink the putts, you know, under the gun for the money. It's just there's two types of players, and that goes with anything. Like anytime you want to put a little bit of pressure on yourself and actually really test your skills, and I say this to all the aspiring professionals out there, you got to do it under the gun. You got to put $100 on the line. I guarantee that's going to be meaningful. You're not going to want to give that up to anybody, and maybe that $100 is going to hurt you as well. So a lot of these ladies are playing for their livelihoods out there, so in order to go to do it and they're playing for hundreds of thousands of dollars for a win. So totally different bag of tricks.
Oh, for sure. That's their job. That's their 9-to-5. They got to get out there and get it, or they don't get paid. They got teams behind them, sponsors that helping them out a little bit, sure, but a lot of the players don't have sponsors and they're paying it out of their own pocket. So it gets out there. It is some good competition out there on the LPGA Tour. Speaking of other tours going on, they've got the Rose Series going on. There is a lot of golf being played. I mean, Cactus Tour alone has got over 15 events under their belt. They don't get the fanfare that regular tours get, so they're allowed to keep these things going. But they're playing for chicken feet out there. But the Rose Series over there, over the pond in UK, that's been some pretty good golf over there for a lot of big-name players.
Yeah, and it's got some serious publicity too. It's oddly enough, you don't see much on the Cactus Tour really floating around in the Twitter sphere. Although there was that great article the Golf Channel did on Haley Moore about her most recent win. But yeah, Gemma Drysburg just took down her second event just the other day, back-to-back events, and they were playing at Royal St. George, where the Men's Open was supposed to be next week. And it was it was the first women's tournament to have ever professional event to have been played there. So they made a little bit of history, and Gemma was on the right side of history by hoisting the trophy. So a little shout out to Gemma. Sent her a message to congratulate her. She's on route to the States. I was a little bit like, oh no, I want to hear you go for the three-peat for next week's Rose event. She's like, I am going for the three-peat. It's in Ohio. So like the swagger, like the confidence, she's riding high. Golf is a confidence thing. It's that space between the ears. All of a sudden when you see some putts rolling in, you get the win, you start to believe. And, I think these people, these two, Haley Moore, Gemma Drysburg, riding some serious momentum into these high events is going to be awesome. So,
yeah, shout out to Royal St. George. First time they allowed the ladies to compete over there for a professional event. That is just awesome. That's no slouch course, like you just mentioned, that the 2020 Men's PGA Open Championship was going to be held there next week. So those events are one-day events. There's seven of them in the series for the Rose. They got the 54-hole final event. It's going to be played at Wentworth, the famous West course, August 5th through the 7th. They will have a cut in that. They're going to take 36 in ties to play the final day. But there'll be tournaments going on over here, so some of the bigger name ladies will probably step away from the Rose. But Dame Laura Davis, she's been teeing it up over there. Georgia Hall, past Open Championship, came down to the wire with her and Emma Drysburg. Fighting it out. Then Emma came out one shot ahead and she won it back-to-back week. So that's some impressive golf.
Yeah, there's good players out there, man. And again, it's the Rose stepping up. There's been a lot of exposure around women's golf, and that's really cool. There's Solheim Cuppers, major champions playing these tours. They're just trying to get reps, man. And it's just going to be so good to get back in a couple of weeks and just get some national coverage, world coverage, getting back on the global stage. Not too many sports have really started up yet. So just a really good opportunity. And, we're going to I chatted to Gemma. I think we're going to be able to get her on the show next week and talk a little bit about the experience on the Rose Series. Cause they've been on Sky Sports. But all I've seen is some stuff on Twitter. So we're going to get a firsthand insight on what it's like for her to get back into the winner's circle and just the experience on the Rose Tour. And I'm sure she's going to be super appreciative of that sort of stuff. What the Team Rose has been able to do to support women's golf and to just like put a limelight on, like, I think I read Gemma hadn't won in anything in several years. Like, she plays on the LPGA Tour. Like, the thing is in golf, you could go a whole successful career without winning. Okay. Like, let that sink in. Like, you could play a 20-year career on any of the major tours, hold your card, and never win a golf tournament. If there's not another sport in the world, like, it doesn't matter, all these team sports, you're going to win a game throughout the season. You're going to taste what it's like to win. Obviously, championships are different, but You know, there might be 30 trophies up for grabs a year. It is a hard place to win, but you can go down the leaderboard and still make a living. So in order to compete and get those wins, even at like a little bit of a lower level, it gives you the confidence to know that you can hopefully do it on the bigger stage.
Oh, well, win is a win. If I got a little putt-putt with the windmill and I'd take my buddies down, a win is a win. I don't care. But yeah, it was 3 years before Jimmy had a chance to win. But back-to-back, she's going with some great momentum into the drive-on championship in Toledo. So she should be coming in looking hard for that three-peat. That's going to be exciting to watch her.
What are you thinking? Maybe we do some who are we looking out for? We don't know how anybody's games are. Again, there's lots of little exhibitions and stuff going on. I saw something on Instagram. We'll dig in deeper. There's like a showdown at Sherwood in California there. But there's like 12 players, LPGA players, Symetra Tour players like Ritter Strom. Who else is in there? Angel Yin. I don't have the sheet in front of me, but so there's lots of people putting up lots of opportunities, and it's really, really cool to see. So just a good opportunity for the ladies to get back here.
Yeah, as far as who I'm a bandwagon guy. I'm gonna jump on Haley Moore's bandwagon and ride that for a little while. She's got the momentum, the mojo going in, shooting a 62. I mean, that's got to just keep you going.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the field. The cutoff has, what's the date today? I think the cutoff has happened, so the field should be sewn up. I don't know. I haven't, you know, I hit balls beside Haley. Kelly hit balls beside Haley at Australia, so I watched. She compresses the golf ball. I was impressed on the range. I was saying that to my buddy Kent the other day. As far as the winner is concerned, I think it's going to go to, you know, a little bit more of a veteran. I'm always dumbfounded, you know, like I always think it's a huge thing when rookies do go out there and get the job done. It is on the bigger stage, you know, it's just a little bit different with your peers out there. So who else has won this year? We've had Madeline Sagstrom, Gabby Lopez. You know, I look for those veterans like them to be up the leaderboard come Sunday.
Oh, when they all tee it up, anybody's got the chance. You put that peg in the ground, see what's going down. Anybody's got the chance. They got talent out there. It can go to anybody. But, yeah, it's good. It's a good field, 144 players in there, some real big names up there, some past number ones up there. It's going to be exciting to watch. And Michael Wong's been doing a heck of a job getting this little bubble as tight as he can. What about the testing going on? Have you heard anything on the caddies front? And, you know, I know it's a tight bubble, and how's that going to work in the testing?
Oh yeah, well I just kind of breezed over that earlier, right? With the going up the nose, and then it's just going to be a weekly test Monday or Tuesday. So, and if you test positive, you're out. If you're rooming with somebody, you're all out. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it's contained. But the PGA Tour has been able to do it. They've kept the test rate or the positive rate at less than 0.05. I haven't heard anything come out of it in the last week or two. Anybody being positive out there. So a little less money in the LPGA. Hopefully they can keep the bubble maintained. So I feel there's going to be a few casualties, and it's Mike Wan said to us the other day in the meeting, like, if you're worried about your health, you know what, like, don't come. I'm sorry. Like, so, you know, the odds are it's going to happen. Right. We just kind of have to, if we're all going to move forward and live with this, we just got to find a way.
Well, I'm excited to get on the road and get out there. I've been talking to a few players, sending them some grips and things like that, and they are making their way to the country. They got a two-week quarantine once they get here, so they've already arrived. They're waiting it out in Toledo and playing some golf. The little Sherwood thing is going on. So girls are getting their reps in, and they're going to be ready to go, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be pretty warm temperatures out there in Toledo, but the drive-on championship, $1 million, that's no chicken feed. They're going to be playing it hard.
Yeah, it's here, man. We're ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'll make my way down mid-August, but we'll be coming at you live a little bit more. I got Ronnie up there. He's our inside man in Ohio, and we're going to be broadcasting on the road. So that's going to be really exciting. Can't wait to get in the rig and go ahead and, you know, send us some comments and things, some questions. You know, hit us up on the Twitter sphere at Let's Talk Divots. Or just send us an email and we'll give you a shout out and we'll interact with you a little bit. Anything you want to know about the women's game when we're up there on tour. So it's going to be exciting. You won't see me till Arkansas, but that's a great event, and I'll be looking forward to meeting you down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited just to get out there. And I got to kill a month out there when the British opens. I'm not flying over the pond, so I'm going to chill out in middle America for a month and see what's going down and make my way to the Walmart home of Arkansas. So just excited to get this thing going. 17 days and counting.
And that's why I'm not coming down for the Ohio events, because a month in middle America right now, as a
no surf out there at all.
As a Canadian and a foreigner, just it's a lot of expenses to deal with and stuff like that. So Arkansas is Ronnie. You know, you're gonna find a better place to park your rig this year. Shout out, Ronnie got a little stuck in the mud last year, so we had to get the old shovel out.
Yeah, we pulled it out. A few caddies, loopers got in there. We pushed it. We hired a backhoe that was doing some work for the Golf Channel. They pulled us out, big old motorhome, pulled it right out, and we'll figure something out. But looking forward to just getting out there and getting started. I will try to make my way into the ropes one way or another, whether holding a boom mic for the Golf Channel or working for the equipment guy, whatever it takes, and I want to be inside there. But I'll find a way to bring you some pictures and bring you some live information what's going on out there in Toledo.
You think we're going to see a few motorhomes out there? Like Jerry and Karen, Jerry Fultz and Karen Stupples, I think they were talking about it. But I wonder if we're going to see a few more rig lice just because of the situation.
I have heard on the men's tour there are quite a few that are traveling by motorhome. So I do definitely think it's a little bit of a drive. You know, that it's not very user-friendly driving. We go from Arkansas to Palm Springs for the ANA, the first major coming up, and then from there we shoot up to Portland and right back down to Carlsbad, California, then right after that to New Jersey. So it's a long haul between some of it. There's only 12 events going on, and I think we'll see a few people out there. Maybe I'll get some co-pilots riding along with me.
Cool, man. Rig life. Well, okay, brother, we'll let you go and we'll bring it coming at you with a guest. We appreciate you, the listener. Please don't hesitate to share this with your friends. We are in support of women's professional golf. Once again, at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. All right, brother. Have a good day, man.
All right. Shout out to Long Beach Golf Club for letting you do that. Very cool of them to offer that up. We'll hit you up from the road. Next time I talk to you, I'll be on making my way somewhere.
Shout out to Corey and Mike, Long Beach, man. Thanks for having me, guys. All right, ciao, Ronnie.
See ya.